Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. If you have a question or a comment, ask Jim at jbsba.com. Jim Wichker is a new friend of ours, ladies and gentlemen. He's CEO and co-founder of Technical Difference Incorporated, which is a small business. And they create software, human resources software for small companies. And we're going to get him to tell us about that in just a little bit. But before that, we've got a couple other questions I want to ask him. Jim Wichker, welcome to the show. Jim, are you there?
I am here.
There you go. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Jim, you spent most of your career in the human resources area of operating businesses, and that's your strong suit. You're also involved in the technical end of the industry, you found a way to put those two together, the management of our humans and technology together, and to create a good product. But I'd like your perspectives on how you think the human resources landscape has changed, if it has changed, in the last, say, 25 years since you've been doing this, with regard to small businesses. What are your thoughts on that?
I think there's been a lot of change, just all types. When I first started to be involved, people used to say that the human resources manager or director or VP was typically a male who may or may not have been related to the president. And that person could certainly not screw up the company picnic because they had screwed everything else up. Or they were a bumbling engineer who had basic skills. And that is simply not the case anymore. The HR person is a very, very solid professional. On the West Coast, it's very predominantly female, and it's a little bit more balanced on the East Coast. It's the place where the woman in business can crack the glass ceiling and get onto the senior staff without having to, just go through some of the things in some of the other fields. And it's a really positive impact there. The job itself has moved from, if you look at the icon of 25 years ago, even 10 years ago, of the human resources person, it was usually a crotchety old woman with a big key in front of all this locked information. And it was so important to keep locked because it was so crucial.
She was the most powerful person in the company. Even over the president.
Exactly. And the funny thing is, that icon is the exact opposite of what we want to see, which is someone who's giving the information out, that which is legal, to all of the managers to be part of the decision-making process.
Right.
If you can't have it, they can't use it. And so the HR person now realizes that if we're that person, whether physically or psychologically, we're not valuable to the organization because there's only, believe it or not, of all the information tracked, you cannot be sued for publishing the company's salaries on the website. But you can be sued for their gender or their ethnicity or their age.
Right.
And it's the most obvious stuff, but unfortunately, that's the only stuff that's sensitive. Mm-hmm. And yet we're still in this age, to some degree, where we can't tell anybody what the average salary is per person because the managers might be able to make a decision using that.
Well, and the interesting thing is that the job, what you're saying is that the job of managing humans and the whole comprehensive job of doing that, of hiring them, employing them, managing them, and compensating them, and offering benefits, and then maybe even firing them, that whole universe has become a lot more, requires a lot more technical knowledge now, and a lot more attention to detail than it ever did. That's one thing that's happened, hasn't it?
It has.
And that adds a little bit extra degree of difficulty for a small business, a true small business, under 10 employees, let's say, because typically we don't have a dedicated person to do those things, do we?
No, you would not see a dedicated human resources professional until between 30 and 100 employees.
Right. Yeah.
And so that's
go ahead.
Those duties tend to fall on everybody becomes a human resources person. When you're a small business and maybe there's two or three managers, everybody's responsible for the recruiting and the hiring, and they're on their own. And so some mistakes are made and people ask the wrong questions, but generally it's not as big a crime in a small business because people just want a job.
Right. Right. But you still have HIPAA. The health information privacy, whatever else it stands for, that passed a year ago, and you still have the questions that you can ask and that you can't ask, and when you're hiring somebody, and you still have all the making sure that nothing in your office is sexual harassment. You got all those things that make it a lot more complicated these days, and so it's a good idea for even small business owners to start to realize that they got to pay more attention to these things. But one of the things that I think is changing, Jim, and I mentioned this a little bit earlier before you got here, and that is that I think that small business owners have a much greater opportunity to hire really strong, really powerful people, because I think in the 21st century, which I call the century of the entrepreneur, I think more and more people are saying, you know what, I believe it might be a little cooler to work for a little company, a smaller company, than it would a big company. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. We've been able to do that. We've been able to hire some pretty good people who might otherwise be looking to work for a Fortune 1000 company. They're very excited about having the opportunity to help a smaller company get a little bit bigger, mm-hmm. or a lot of it bigger, and having a much more large role in the organization. You go to work for IBM or General Electric, even as a manager, you're going in there and there's so many tiers above you that you're going to be lucky to be responsible for the coffee pots and then mm-hmm. the spoons in the coffee pot, and then eventually get control of the microwave. And 30 years later, yeah, you might be a VP in charge of something important. We have people who are 20. We have a 21-year-old who makes a phenomenal amount of money, and she just is a good support rep, and right. she adds value, and we have other people like that. And if you look at the surveys over the last 30 years, the number one through five reasons for why people leave their job, it's not money.
Right. And it's been that way for a long time, really, hasn't it?
It virtually the entire time, other than pure subsistence in the Depression,
right.
where, yes, it'd be nice to get paid.
Right.
And that's changed. And so people want a job where they're important, they're visible. And now with the overhead of the larger companies, pay and benefits sometimes are better to a smaller company.
That's right. Because more and more small business owners, because of technology, we can accomplish our growth and our goals with not more people, but by using technology. And so we're able to focus a little more of our resources on payroll and hire a little bit higher quality person. Stand by, Jim. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, one of the things that Jim does is he's taken his human resources knowledge and his technical knowledge, and he and some other folks have put it together to create a software package, a human resources software package I want him to tell you about, so that you know that there are these kinds of products available to help you manage your business. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back. So keep it up, quench my desire. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend Jim Wichker, the CEO and co-founder of Technical Differences, and they make a product called PeopleTrack. And Jim, why don't you give us your website, please?
The website is www.people-track, and that's TRAK.com.
Okay. Jim, one of the things that that's exciting to me and that I try to encourage small business owners to think about is the fact that even 10 years ago, certainly 15, 20 years ago, being automated, the technology to automate a system, to leverage, automation was typically the domain of the big companies. They were typically proprietary software resources that the company paid anywhere from $1 million to $100 million to have, to hold. It belonged to them. Nobody else knew anything about it. It was made for them. And that was a way that big businesses were able to have an advantage over small businesses. But the cool thing about the 21st century is that what probably cost $10 million for that big company to own 20 years ago is now available for small business owners for $49.95, and it's more powerful. And to me, that's a wonderful part of the 21st century marketplace. And I'm assuming you'd agree with me about that.
Absolutely. There's still some people in our market who like to sell very expensive software, and it fits very, very large companies. But we've been able to introduce a product that enables a smaller business to get that essential information that's in the filing cabinets into an instantaneous retrieval method, an automated mm-hmm. system, for under $500.
Wow.
And so companies that are maybe 30, 40, 50 employees starting to get to that point, they pay for that with 2 days worth of their temporary budget.
Well, I was going to say, look at all the people that you don't have to have running through files and finding information when maybe one person, maybe that's the owner, could have that information at a mouse click.
That really is helpful. The owner may not like to maintain it by typing it in.
Right.
We actually ran into a company, it was a little bit larger company, and the CEO traveled all over the place, and the thing he liked the most, believe it or not, was when he was going to one of his sites to visit that site, he would pull up the employees' pictures he was supposed to meet, so he knew who the heck, whether it was
done.
Jerry was a female or a male, you know, or the whole gig, and
wow.
he loved that ability.
Well, now, in terms of human resources software in general, let's start out by just talking about the whole genre of product. What are the kind of things that someone should expect to get from a human resources software package?
There's the base tracking requirements. All companies from even 5 employees up to 5 million employees have to track all the basic demographics. Where is this person? What's their job? What's their gender? Mm-hmm. And then you've got their performance review history, their benefits enrollment, their attendance history, education, skills.
Vacation, how much vacation time they've taken, and how much
yes.
they got coming, how much they've taken.
Yes.
How many sick days they've taken, if we don't have sick days, have they taken any anyway?
Well, you're looking to see particularly trends. Like sometimes in the fall, there's this thing called football, and people don't show up on Monday.
Right.
And you begin to realize they're well within plan. In other words, they're not breaking the plan, but we never have a forklift driver on Monday.
Right.
So you look for trends and try to identify emerging problems. And in general, I think that the positive thing about human resources and what the tracking software has helped companies to do is you're able to identify problems, not only organizational, which is important, but even a personal problem. If you see a person who's missing Mondays, they might need some assistance, what they call employee assistance. They might need to get into rehab or something like that.
So would a software package typically flag things like that for us and give us a report on something like that?
What you can do is you can say, give me all the employees who have absences on Monday, and then show me all absences on Monday over the last 3 or 4 months.
Right.
And you might see a trend emerging. And if you do, and someone else has said this employee is struggling, then you can go give the person some help, maybe retain the employee and not lose their value,
right.
and help them with their life. That's the exciting part, is when the software helps it make a difference in people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are what make up these companies. They're not just robots. And, retention is so expensive, and you can have a person who's good at what they do but is struggling, and you hate to lose them because of that. So you want to get them the help they need and keep them on for what they do well.
I'm assuming one of the basic features of any human resources software are the features that keep us out of trouble, like I mentioned HIPAA earlier, like that, and like any kind of employment regulation. I'm assuming that that would be a basic function.
The regulation very often is obviously a written law. But what you're required to do sometimes is to report under compliance.
Right.
How many of this or how many of that? When you look at EEO, you look at what's the demographics in your area. And if you say you're 50% blue and 30% green and you're hiring 90% yellow,
right.
they realize, wait a minute, it doesn't match the demographics.
I see.
And you can even break it down to the point of, well, what's the hiring by manager?
Mm-hmm.
Because you may have a perfectly balanced vision and everything's great, but you got some guy in the back who's not fair.
Now your product is called PeopleTrack, and they can buy it from your website.
Oh, they can get all the information they need, and again, they can even get involved with our sales reps and get a demonstration. So
okay, so they can get a demo of it before they buy.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
we never
good.
Sell it unless someone's seen it.
I got you, and that's people-track.com.
With the track is T-R-A-K.
T-R-A-K, and is there a phone number you want to give us?
It's everything's on the website.
You're really doing the website. I understand. Now that makes sense. Jim, you got more to tell us. We got more to more information we'll want to mine out of you. Will you come back and do this again?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Jim Wichker, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get him back another day. He's the co-founder of Technical Differences. The product is PeopleTrack. That's people-track.com. Check it out when you get a chance. I'll be right back. Stay with me. She's got it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.